All right, you want to do a 3 o'clock growl, Momo?
Ah!
Very impressive. Michael Thompson's here. Ramona's here. We're with you for another hour, and then it's Sedano, LZ, and Cap, and then it's the NBA Finals. Game four tonight. Michael, who wins game four tonight? Suns, Bucks.
Milwaukee is just as desperate as they were for game three wins. So they know they have to win this game tonight to send this out to six or seven games.
I agree. But Ramona, you think Phoenix wins or Milwaukee?
I think Phoenix wins.
Why?
I don't know. I just have a feeling. Like that, like most of the time I really think it's there's something that I'm basing it on, but I don't know. I just have a feeling.
Mm-hmm. I got a feeling.
I think Chris
just
Paul's
like that
really
song.
Close to it. Yeah.
Okay, so last night was the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. And Michael, they did something. I ran this by Ramona at the top of the show, but I'm wondering what you think. They did something I thought was really cool. They mic'd players while they were in the field.
Uh-huh.
They did it to Freddie Freeman when he was in first base. They did it to Chris Bryant when he was in left field. They did it to Ozzie Albies when he was at shortstop. It was great. You know, I'm normally pretty bored with baseball, but you were wondering the whole time, is this guy going to get the ball hit to him while he's doing the interview? You got kind of inside their head when they were out there. I think they should do it during the regular season. There's 162 games. I mean, that's the longest season we have in sports. And as soon as I brought it up, some people are coming at me, oh, no, it ruins the integrity of the game, or it's gimmicky, blah, blah, blah. Why is it gimmicky? It's a television show. It's an entertainment product. What do you think? Could they get away with that, like, in the third or fourth inning of a regular season game?
Oh, I love it, because the game is so sedentary anyway. Players aren't standing around most of the time, so why not get commentary from guys who are actually on the field, and we could ask them about strategy, about a certain hitter, how they're going to play. It would lend so much more interest to the broadcast.
Ramona, what if you asked each team to do it, do you think teams would fight back and say we're not doing it?
I think they would initially fight back, but I think baseball really needs stuff like this. And
yep.
It's like there's ways of doing it that are not going to – like I wouldn't go to the starting pitcher while he's pitching.
No.
Okay, but if you want to go to somebody in the dugout in the middle of the game, sure. If you want to –
Well, like, they do that now.
Yeah.
They'd go to the managers in the dugout, or they'll go to a player on Sunday Night Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they'll interview Clayton Kershaw in the dugout if he's not pitching. But what made this unique, what made this great, is you always wondered the whole time, what if the guy could kind of walk and chew gum at the same time? Like, at one point, Freddie Freeman was talking to Joe Buck, and they hit a ground ball right over his head. How great would it be to have that dynamic going on during the
yes.
game. I think
yes.
they should absolutely
yeah.
pursue it.
I would love it. I'd love to hear Corey Seager talking to the second baseman about
yeah.
strategy. And if they say a cuss word, who cares? People curse all the time. We hear it every day in everyday conversation. So what if someone drops an F-bomb? Big deal.
By the way, if you're one of those people that complains when you hear an F-bomb on TV, who are you trying to protect? It's not like you've never heard it before.
Right. Exactly.
Your kids have heard it before.
Right.
Too.
They say themselves when they're around their peers. I mean, the FCC acts like people don't curse in regular life. Come on. Just get over that stuff now. I mean, you could show somebody getting blown away with a gun, but somebody curses they can't be on TV. Come on.
The other thing that I was thinking about while I was watching that game is, man, sports have gone global. It Shohei Ohtani was the biggest star in the game. Fernando Tatis was probably the second big. If you guys had a new company and you needed a spokesman who is a baseball player, you could only take one.
Of today's current players.
Right. Would you take Ohtani? Would you take Tatis? Aaron Judge looks like a mountain. Freddie Freeman, Vladimir Guerrero, was really bright. Who would you take?
Had to be someone with a lot of personality who can be funny and not take himself so serious. I'm like a Charles Barkley type. Who would that guy be to have fun with himself and really promote your product? Who could do funny commercials or branding or whatever? Who is that guy? I mean, who has that kind of personality?
I'm an advertiser and I'm trying to sign up a spokesperson. Is that what the question is here?
Well, Michael, you know, there was a big controversy this year, this week, about Stephen A. saying Ohtani needs to learn English.
Uh-huh.
Didn't you, when you were playing, you and A.C. Green, do a commercial with Vlade that kind of poked fun at the fact that he had trouble speaking English?
Exactly. And
What was it for?
For Gillette Razors. And Vlade couldn't speak English very well, which he couldn't. He was just learning the language. And so we had to sort of interpret it for him and let him know what a certain glance from a lady mad or something like that. We had fun with it. We didn't get offended by everything that's being said today.
Yeah, I think you could celebrate the fact that Ohtani doesn't quite know English
right.
yet, or that Tatis English is his second language.
Exactly.
I actually think you could turn a negative into a positive.
That's
here.
Right.
Baseball in general needs to get more loose.
Yeah.
It needs to
yeah.
get fun. It needs to do. And I thought last night was a great showcase of that. And by the way, Michael, next year the All-Star Game's coming to Dodger Stadium.
That's right.
So, we're going to get a chance to see it up close and personal. But I just thought that all those on-field interviews worked. I love the way that those guys were kind of goofing on each other.
Yep.
It was like the spirit of the All-Star Game. And before the game, I thought it was really cool. They honored Hank Aaron, and they brought his longtime wife out there. Hank passed away earlier this year. And, man, Michael, they were looking at old pictures, and there was a shot in there that had Ted Williams, Hank Aaron, and Willie Mays all standing at home plate together.
How about that?
Is Willie – does he now hold the title of world's best best living baseball player?
Oh, yeah, by far. I mean, one time Vin Scully said that Willie Mays is the greatest player he'd ever seen. So that validates him right there.
But Hank Aaron had an incredible
life. Oh, yeah, definitely.
They were talking about that, and the amazing thing about him was, what was he, Michael? Like, did you ever meet him?
I've seen him. I didn't really have a conversation with him, but I was right close to him, and I was just like
standing there. He didn't look like a big guy.
No, he's like 175 pounds when he played. Just a small guy.
He had 700 home runs.
700 home runs because he had those strong wrists, and that's what we said. That's where he generated all of his power.
Yeah, that's just
and hitting in huge ballparks, not these little band boxes they got today. But Ramona with her swing can knock home runs out. Ramona can swing.
Yeah, Ramona had a pretty wicked swing back in her day.
Yeah, back in the day. Well, and also we didn't have the bats that they have now. The metal alloys that they use now, man, I would have been.
And the juice balls. Back then he had those flat baseballs 50 years ago that these guys had hit.
A completely different career. Maybe I would have been in the Olympics.
That's right.
No, just kidding.
Exactly.
I don't think so. But still, you know, I had what's called warning track power, Mike.
I like
warning
that.
Warning track power, right? I didn't even really hit him out in practice. Like, it was just warning track. Like, and I don't know what that was, but I think it's the bats.
Yeah.
Like, nobody really hit home runs back in my day, just like Mendoza. Like, it wasn't. Now it's like everybody hits a fly ball. It's a home run.
That's a good question, though. Who is the most marketable player in baseball today? Because Mike Trout, they say, is the best,
close.
But he's kind of dull.
Not even close. The answer to the question is Ohtani.
Ohtani? No,
yeah, because he has the Japanese market and the American market.
Yeah.
Well, I think that a creative advertising campaign could entertain that you could have people coming up to him and showering him with compliments and him not understanding the compliments.
Yeah.
And thanking him by doing something, superhuman.
David could work with him on the bow.
Right. Or Michael, he could, you could portray him as Superman, like a cat gets stuck in a tree and he figures out a way to get the cat down.
Yeah.
A house is on fire. He puts that out, blah, blah. Yeah. The right advertising campaign could really be in it. All right. So I wanted to get this in there before we got to go to break. Ramona, Kawhi Leonard had surgery yesterday.
Yeah.
On his knee. When do we expect to see him again?
6 to 9 months.
That long?
That major?
Partially.
He had a partially torn ACL.
Yeah, partially torn.
So is that what Clay had, Michael?
No, Clay's was fully torn.
Yeah.
But you think there's a decent chance he won't, he could be out till after Christmas?
Yeah, probably after Christmas. When Clay's was cleared to play, he said his knee felt stronger than ever. So that wasn't a problem because he was fully repaired. And Kawhi should be fine in 6 to 9 months.
By the way, Michael, has Kawhi ever played for Team USA?
No, he's never been on Team USA. He's always invited, but he's never gone. I don't understand. It's so cool, Ramona, to be able to win a gold medal for your country. And Ireland. I've been around Team USA listeners. The way these guys are treated, President Biden isn't treated any better. These guys get the best treatment possible.
It's not only an honor. They roll out the red carpet.
They roll out red carpet. It's deep red.
Okay.
Purple.
Hey, but before we get Karen in here, we found your commercial, Michael. This is Michael A.C. Green and Vlade selling razors back in the 80s.
My main Yugoslavian and very sensitive Laker brother, Vlade Divac, looks a whole lot better now because he just shaved off his beard with a new Schick Slim Twin Plus with aloe.
How'd it go, Vlade?
Never a problema.
Was the blade narrowing up?
Yeah, never a problema.
How do you like the new aloe comfort strip?
I'm no longer irritating.
Try the new Slim Twin Plus with aloe. It reaches every place on every sensitive face.
Ooh, so now I'm making good Laker face?
problema, Vladdy. Big problema.
What did he say at the end?
So now the ladies like my face and it's broken the English. See, now Ohtani could do something like that.
Right.
And he could have a couple of teammates helping him out with the English language. That'd be fun.
By the way, didn't you tell me a long time ago that originally in that script, Vlade had more lines than you?
No, AC had more of the lines, but it took like 20 takes to get through us. So I said, you know, forget it. Let me take over AC's lines. Otherwise, he would have been there all night. He kept flubbing up and messing up, Ramona.
You know what's amazing is how long those things take. Like,
oh, yeah.
It is unbelievable. I did this pilot. Remember that show, Jalen versus Everybody? Remember
Were you in it?
Show? I was in the pilot. Listen, this is a big success. They wrote one line for me, and I came up with another one, and they let me do two. I had two lines, okay? I was there for 6 hours.
Six?
I would have taken two lines.
We were there for this 30-second commercial. We were there like maybe 15 hours. So you guys got to be kidding me.
God, yeah, welcome to welcome
many
to Hollywood.
Yep.
Oh. All right, today.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So Momo in Ireland, Michael Thompson's hanging out with us on a Wednesday. And a couple of other things I wanted to run by you guys. You've probably heard that the NCAA has now allowed players to make money on their name, image, and likeness. Boy, Michael, think about how much money you could have made in Minnesota back in the day.
And Ramona at Stanford with all those rich Stanford alums.
But here's an interesting question that has come out of that. Reggie Bush has argued that he didn't even take any money. His parents took money from an agent to live in a house. Terrell Pryor, who went to Ohio State, all those guys got in trouble and suspended for taking free tattoos. Uh-huh. Should the NCAA restore the records of players and teams who were found guilty of enhancing their name, image, and likeness back in the day? Ramona, what do you think? I personally, I have no issue with Reggie Bush getting his Heisman back and restoring all of his records. So I guess I have no problem with that. I have to say the same thing for those Ohio State teams, right?
I think so. Yeah. I think if you do one, you have to do all. Like,
would you do all or no?
I almost want to say no, because there's so many that actually were. I mean, are we going back to SMU? Are we going back
Fab Five?
Yeah,
all those guys?
Are we going like everything?
Michael, didn't one of your teams get
probation for 4 years? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody should get back all their records and all their awards. The NCAA is a communist organization, so yes, I always was against them because of their communism type rules, the way they are limiting players from capitalizing on their likeness and on their name. So definitely give back Reggie Bush. Should have never lost his Heisman.
Well, I always say about the NCAA, Mike, is that they almost, whenever they're faced with a decision, they almost always get it wrong.
Yep.
They put USC on probation for 2 years for doing the same thing that all those schools in the SEC have been doing for 50 years. Mm-hmm. They don't seem to have any consistency in their rulings.
Think about it. They punish USC for something someone's parents did 100 miles away off campus. Well, how did they know what the Bush family was doing? They had no, they have no right to check into the Bush family. That's none of their business.
They hide behind this term lack of institutional control.
How are you going to control somebody's parents that live in a different city? This is ridiculous.
Ramona, I also think that why are we getting rid of records from games that we all watched? You know, we actually saw it happen. I've always heard, like, we're revoking their national championship. Well, it didn't make it any less enjoyable to all the fans when they went to every game. I mean, I was a reporter in this town. So were you when USC and Pete Carroll were competing for national championships every year. It doesn't change the experience. I just think now that they've approved name, image, and likeness and all these guys are going to be making money, it seems like an outdated penalty to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's weird. You could go one by one and see who wants to approve it, but then are people going to want to pay money for this? Like, are they going to want to pay legal fees to get this you know, like?
Well, I just think the NCAA could blanket announce all these records are restored.
Yeah, they should.
You know, like when Reggie Bush asked for his Heisman back, the NCAA hid behind the Heisman Trust, and the Heisman Trust hid behind the NCAA.
Why did he give up that Heisman in the first place? It wasn't like the cops were going to come knock on his door, right?
I wouldn't have given it back. Another guy went to trial. The other guy went to trial, too, remember?
I mean, they just asked for his trophy back. I mean, why? I don't understand why he gave it back. Why would you give it back? They don't have a right to come into your house and take it by
it's
force.
It's a good question. I don't know if they like showed up in black jackets and said, give us the Heisman.
But what legal right do they have
it's
to do
true.
That?
It's a good point.
Yeah, I would have said, no, I won this Heisman. I'm keeping it.
It's a weird, I don't know. I think they should probably do it. All right, I wanted to ask you guys about this too. Michael, you were in a movie while you were an NBA player, right?
Yes, the greatest sports movie ever made, The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh.
Now, what other NBA players were in it with you?
Everybody was basically in the NBA that year, 1978 season, because they had guys from the New York Knicks, the Utah Jazz, so it's like New Orleans Jazz. It's people from all around the NBA was in it. Bunch of
So LeBron.
Bob Lanier, he was in it for Detroit.
Right. So LeBron is the star of Space Jam, which comes out on Friday. And he's been doing a lot of media for it. And there's a bunch of other players in it. Damian Lillard's in it. Your son Clay is in it.
Yeah.
Did Clay tell you anything about it?
No, I really haven't asked. I mean, he said it was fun to do. And we all know what the plot is. They're playing against the Monstars or whatever.
Right.
But he said it was a lot of fun.
Okay, so LeBron was on Jimmy Kimmel the other day. And Kimmel has been on vacation, so he's been using guest hosts. And the guest host was Arsenio Hall. Mike, I'm assume you've met Arsenio. He's a huge Laker fan back then.
Good guy.
So Arsenio was interviewing LeBron. And he was talking about the fact that Bronny, LeBron's son, was on the cover of Sports Illustrated for a video game thing about a month ago. And it turns out that means he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated at a younger age than LeBron was. Here's LeBron talking about that with Arsenio.
Seeing the Sports Illustrated when you were a young man, you were on the cover. As young as you were, you have a son who's younger than you, who's now on the cover of Sports Illustrated, but it's not about basketball.
No, it's not about basketball.
Look at that.
My son on there with, the football player in Arizona as well, Kyler Murray, and the whole FaZe Clan is what they call him. And Bronny plays video games all day. And, I mean, he loves basketball. He plays basketball. Loves being a big brother to his big brother, to his little brother and sister.
Mm-hmm.
But video games is his thing, and he's excited about it. I tried to hold the secret as long as I could,
because
when he got on the cover, I was like, you know, I was younger than you, right? And then he did some research. All these kids got all these phones, which we didn't have when I was growing up.
Absolutely.
Like,
yes.
He was like, Dad, no, you are actually 6 months older than me. And now I'm the youngest guy in the household on some more stuff.
Okay, so I have to admit, guys, I completely missed the video game generation thing.
Yeah.
I never owned a video game console. My son's got them now. He's got a PS4 and he's got a Wii, but I don't play them. I don't feel like I think I got to go do homework. Michael, do you know anything about these? Does Clay play video games with Trace?
Yeah, all my boys, they love video games. I never, even if I was their age, I don't think I would have got into it because I, like back in my day, it was the pinball stuff, you know, the stuff. Old we are.
Pong.
Pong and all the stuff. I never got into that stuff. I just not into video game stuff. Even if I was 20, 18, 20, I wouldn't be doing it. But I know people love it, and some people can make a good living at it.
Ramona, are you into them at all?
Not at all. And I will tell you, I am not allowed, okay, because I have a little bit of a temper. And I don't like it when I'm not good at something right away. And so I would play the video games. Like, I just remember my brother and I used to play all the time. We had Nintendos back in the day, right? And we would play Ice Climber. And like, I would...
Well, see, that's more than I did.
Yeah.
I mean...
We'd play a little bit. We'd play Metroid, Ice Climber, Zelda. Like, those things, you know, those are old school. And, like, I just remember I would get so mad. Like, when Super Mario Brothers, right? And I would get so mad when I would jump and, like, it wouldn't make me jump. You know, I would lose or whatever. I'd, like, throw things. I'd start. And my mom was like, you are not allowed to play this anymore. And I was like, you're right. My brother was better than me at video games. So I was, like, almost like his Svengali. Like, I would sit over it, jump, go, hey, he's coming up. Like, I would just sit there and watch him, and I would talk and play. I was much better at like contact sports. Like, really.
Hey, my buddy Steve Clarkson, the quarterback guru, just texted me. For the record, the Heisman Trust never required Reggie to give back his trophy. He volunteered to give it back.
Oh.
So that's the answer to your question,
yeah,
Michael.
Why would he do that?
Yeah, I think that Reggie deserves his Heisman.
Yeah. USC better welcome him back into the family.
Yeah, and he should be acknowledged. Okay, we have breaking Trevor Bauer news. We'll get that to you next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Today, it's Momo in Ireland, Ramona Shelburne in for Mace. Michael Thompson's hanging out with us today. We've got the NBA Finals coming up for you. Game 4 out of Milwaukee, Suns, Bucks. Suns lead the series 2-1. And this just in from Jeff Passan, ESPN baseball reporter. Trevor Bauer's administrative leave has been extended by nearly 2 weeks to July 27th. Major League Baseball and the MLBPA agreed to extend it after a two-week-long period had already been put in place. The Pasadena Police Department and the league continue to look into allegations that he sexually assaulted a woman. By the way, breaking news on 710 ESPN is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit SoCalOilChange.com to find a location near you and to download up to $15 in coupons. Ramon, it's beginning to look more and more like Bauer's not going to pitch anytime soon.
John, I'm going to make a prediction here, okay? I don't think we'll see Trevor Bauer for the Dodgers this year, if at all, ever again.
Do you think we'll see him in a Major League Baseball uniform at all again, ever?
Maybe. But I don't think it'll be this year.
What about the $100 billion they owe him?
He's right now, this extension of the 2 weeks from when this is a paid leave, correct?
Yeah, it's all paid leave. Look, I think there's a hearing. Just keep reading in that passage. I think there's a hearing on July 23rd, if I remember correctly from the original story.
Right.
There's initial hearing on July 23rd. So this gets us past that date when we'll have more evidence. Look, I've read the restraining order filed by the woman. I have dug in as a reporter on this one.
Yeah, do you understand the delay here? I mean, I've read everything you've read. Are we simply waiting for that July 23rd hearing date at this point?
I think there's more. I think they need to let the cops do their work too. They have to. There's a lot of like interviewing that they need to do of people involved in this. They have to. Then there's also, interviews with Bauer, interviews with the woman, interviews with whoever else is going to be involved here. But there's just more to come here. I don't know how else to say this. There's more to come. And I just think if you're the Dodgers and you have a team that right now looks like the best team in the National League again, you don't need this as a distraction.
Yeah.
They don't need him. They can wait the whole year, even if they have to pay him. But I don't know. Unless he's completely exonerated in a court of law at this point, I just don't think
you don't see the pathway for him to come back. Yeah. Michael, can they win, just strictly from a baseball perspective, can they win the World Series without him?
Sure they can. They did it last year without him, so sure they can.
Probably the biggest surprise in baseball this year is that the Giants have the best record at the All-Star break. But the Dodgers and Giants will open the second half with a series, so the Dodgers could catch them in the very first weekend. But, boy, the Dodgers have been hit with an injury bug here. Corey Seager is going to be activated for that series, Momo.
Yep.
But we figure he will not be 100%. Cody Bellinger is hitting under 200. Right now, as we speak, Clayton Kershaw is on the disabled list. Dustin May is out for the year. I don't think they can take too many more of these hits.
Yeah, I mean, the Corey Seager thing is really interesting to me because, as we all know, he's in line for a massive free agent contract. He's in line to be the next guy to get massively paid.
Really get it?
I don't know. I mean, he's been out all year with this injury. He's been in and out.
That's hard to see. Like, we were just talking about Kawhi.
Yeah.
Kawhi can opt out of his deal with the Clippers if he wants to.
I expect him to do so. I expect him to do that.
And the Clippers, you guys assume would pay him even though he's probably not going to play until February or March?
Of course.
Yeah, I would.
I mean, the Nets did it with Durant.
Yeah, you can't afford to
lose
Kawhi.
They paid him for a whole year.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Kawhi's in charge of the Clippers. He gets what he wants. He is. Even though Baum is the owner.
It is kind of a player-driven league at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't let Kawhi leave.
Seager's in an interesting position because he will be available as a free agent. And let's face it, they don't win the World Series last year without him. He was the MVP of the NLCS. He was the MVP of the World Series. He was their best hitter. Then almost immediately he gets hurt. I guess he only needs one team to throw a bunch of money at him. He's a Scott Boras client. Even if he doesn't play this year, somebody's going to throw him a big $100 million plus deal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You really think he's going to get that kind of money again?
I don't know.
More.
The Tatis deal, 13 years, $300 million, 12 years, $300 million.
I think Corey's going to get paid a lot of money. I don't know if he's going to get Mike Trout or Tatis or anything like that kind of money, but he'll get – what did Bryce Harper get?
$313 for 13 years.
I mean, that's the going rate. The Tatis deal, the Harper deal, the Machado deal are all double digits in years.
Right.
Yeah.
How old's Corey now? 20 what? 27, 28?
I'm going to guess Corey Seager is 26, but I'll look it up.
Me too. That's what I think too.
I'm thinking 27.
I think his brother is older.
Yeah, his brother Kyle's older, yeah.
But he, when he's healthy, guys, he's an unbelievable player. It's just he's not healthy. I just don't know if I would invest that kind of money.
The Dodgers can afford it.
Well, no, the Dodgers may not be the team, Michael. But keep in mind that there's a whole bunch. Oh, and you were right. He's 27. Mm-hmm. Kyle's 33. But Mookie Betts, who got one of those double-digit year deals, was 27 when they gave him the deal. But there's a whole bunch of shortstops that are going to be available on the market.
Trevor Story.
Right. I guess Francisco Lindor is off the market now because the Mets gave him that big deal. But I think Carlos Correa is coming up. I mean, there's going to be other options for the Dodgers if they don't want to pay Seager. And let's see what he looks like. If he comes back on the 19th and it looks like, you know, he can have a product. Like Bellinger, since he's been back, coming off the injury, hasn't looked like Bellinger. No. Hasn't even looked close to that MVP that he won 2 years ago.
But Bellinger doesn't have to get paid for a couple more years, right?
Right, but... Again, he's 26, and what do you do if he had an MVP season 2 years ago. This year, he's not even hitting 200.
Yeah.
He's not hitting home runs. So, I mean, a lot of it's timing, right?
Yep, of course. It sure is.
And so we'll have to see what happens. Okay, reminder that after us is Sedano, LZ, and Cap, but then after them is NBA Finals Game 4. Critical game. Michael, if Phoenix finds a way to win it, that's curtains, right? It's just a matter of when they close it. But if Milwaukee wins, you think it's going seven?
Yeah, I think it's going to go seven. I think Phoenix will go home and defend and then come back for six.
Wins at home?
Yeah, and it'll go down to game seven. We'll see who can handle the pressure.
Yeah, and as you were there when Lindsay, you remember it, Cleveland won a game seven at Golden State.
Biggest shock I've ever been involved in basketball.
Yeah, that was a 73-win team. Yeah. So if Milwaukee can keep it going, we'll see. All right, coming up next, game of games.
Yes.
It is Michael Thompson's game. Michael, what's the game about today?
Well, the Summer Olympics are a week away, so we're going to concentrate on the Summer Olympics, medals, and Olympics. So even Lindsay should know these answers.
That's a cheap shot.
Well, she always says I always do games that she knows nothing about because they're like from 100 years ago.
You do go back pretty far in history.
All right. Lindsay, are you and I tied? Or no, I won the last time, so I'm up two on you, right? Or did you win?
No, I won.
Oh, so it's 3-3 between you and I in July then, right?
Yeah, because you won yesterday. So, yeah.
Okay. 3-3, and Michael's game coming up next. All right, it's time for Game of Games. Lindsay and I are tied this month, and Ramona, it was her game yesterday. Jorge has yet to scratch.
No, I won the spelling bee.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
you did. You beat me at the end of the spelling bee. So Jorge, it's Mason who is yet to scratch. And Michael Thompson always brings it when it's his game. And Michael, your game today, what do you got?
Because the Olympics are about to get underway, let's look at the Olympic history and the medals that are awarded to the athletes. And if we handed out medals for who are the stars of this show, Lindsay and Momo would tie for the gold, Ireland would get the bronze, and Jorge, you would even fail to qualify. No medal for you.
No.
So, Momos will take over for Mace, which adds so much more intelligence to the place. Ooh, okay, here nice. We go. Okay. Buzzing with your name.
Okay.
Floyd Mayweather won a Olympic medal in the 1996 Olympics. Which medal did he win?
Momo. Gold.
No.
Okay. Really?
Lindsay.
Jorge.
Bronze.
Yes.
Oh, with
the bronze.
On the
how
board.
About that?
Wow, really?
Who has the most gold medals in Olympic history?
Ireland.
Lindsay.
Ireland. Michael Phelps.
Yes.
Dang it.
How many gold medals does Phelps have?
Lindsay. 26?
No.
Ireland. 28.
Yes. Jeez, Ireland.
This is hard.
Two athletes have the second most U.S. gold medals in Olympic history.
Momo. Mark Spitz.
And? Mark Spitz is one. Who's the other one? I'll give you a hint.
Is it also a swimmer?
No. He's black.
Lindsay.
Michael Johnson.
No.
No.
Lindsay who? Steal the win. Steal a question.
I don't know either.
I think I got it.
You already missed.
Yeah. Okay, can I? Well, can
Jorge?
I circle back?
Jorge, try first.
Hey, I don't know. All Carl right. Lewis?
Yes, Carl yeah. Lewis.
I knew that. Dang
Jorge.
It.
Nice pull, Jorge.
Yeah.
Damn.
You guys are all Americans, so you should know the answers to this question.
Okay.
The Summer Olympics have been held in three American cities.
Ireland. The Summer Olympics.
Yes.
They have been held in Los Angeles.
Yes, that's one.
Los Angeles again.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, better you are. Is it?
Yeah, I got to do three separate ones. Yeah.
Okay. Los Angeles, Atlanta.
Yes.
Oh man.
Lindsay. Lake Placid.
No, summer.
That's winter.
Summer.
Dang it.
Jorge.
Jorge.
St. Louis.
Yes.
Oh, really? Wow.
Jorge takes the lead.
Did not know that at all.
I didn't either. What year was that, Mike?
1904.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Okay. All right. I got to get on the board
here. Hey, Ramona. You got none.
Yeah.
Jorge, three.
I got Mark Spitz.
Ireland, two. All right. Lindsay, one.
All right, let's go. Come on.
You know, it's a gold medal, but of course, gold is in some of the medals. But what are the other minerals in a gold that makes up a gold medal?
Momo. Platinum.
No.
What? That's got to be in there.
Ireland. Okay. How many are there?
Well, there's three. Just name one of them. Gold is one of them. What are
silver's
the others?
In there.
Yes, silver.
Okay, what were the rest?
And the other one would be copper. 7% is copper.
Okay. So Ireland 3, Jorge 3, Lindsay 1, Ramona Bupkis.
Which company said this in their Olympic ad? You don't win silver, you lose gold.
Woo!
Lindsay. Nike?
Yes.
Oh, Lindsay.
Damn.
Everybody's
in it except for Ramona, who has zero.
Next to the United States, which European country has won the most gold medals in the Olympics?
Jorge.
Russia. No. Who?
Russia.
Russia? No. Yeah. Russia's third.
Lindsay. Momo.
No, I think
Germany.
I buzzed in before. Okay, well, Germany. You can't just yell because you
did
not
get called
on. Yeah, you got to get called
on. Who buzzed in first?
He called me. Michael called me.
Lindsay? Okay, Lindsay.
No, I definitely called in first.
So Lindsay says?
Germany.
Yes.
I thought I called in. I thought I did. Yeah. Come on, give me a pity one.
I'm
not too proud.
This one, you all should know. Allyson Felix is America's most decorated female track athlete. How many medals has she won?
Oh.
Lindsay. Six.
No.
No, Momo, I think it's a lot more. 16.
No.
It's
a lot more.
I'll go 10.
No.
Jorge, you want to guess?
I'll say 12.
Nine is the.
Oh, God, I just missed that.
Who are the only two American athletes to light the Olympic flame?
Ireland. Rafer Johnson.
Yes.
I know the other one.
Muhammad Ali.
Right. There you go. All right.
Ireland 4, Jorge 3, Lindsay 2.
Ramona. I got two of them. I got two. You didn't call me. I knew Germany. Come on.
The actual cost to make a gold medal is what? It's less than $1,000.
Lindsay. $700.
No.
Momo.
Yes.
$800.
No.
$400.
No.
$1, Bob.
I'll go $500.
$600 is the proper answer.
Oh,
yeah.
What is the Olympic motto? What is the Olympic motto?
Oh.
It's three words.
Lindsay. Just do it.
No.
Good.
I know it's not it, but, you know.
Ireland. Higher, faster, stronger.
Yes.
Okay.
True or false, for a point each, from 1912 to 1948, art competition awarded medals in music, painting, sculpture, and architecture and literature. True or false?
Momo. True.
What do you say, Lindsay?
I'm going to say false.
What do you say, Jorge?
False.
And I'm going against Ramona. False.
It is true. That's right. How about that, huh?
I'm so excited. Okay.
True or false? American athletes pay taxes for or on the medals they win.
Momo. That's true.
What do you say, Jorge?
I'll go next. I think it's true.
Ireland?
I'll go false, just to try and get a point.
And
true. I'll say true.
It is true. You pay taxes on the medals you win.
I'm the only one.
Am I in it? Do I have a chance?
Yeah, yes. Here's the standing. Ireland 5, Jorge 4, Lindsay 3, Ramona 2.
Okay.
If the current medals were solid gold, how much would they be worth?
All right, Michael, give a grace period. Like anybody, closest one.
Closest one to 1,000.
Okay. Momo. I'm going to say $5,000.
And Lindsay?
I'm going to go $700.
$700? Jorge?
Yeah.
I'll go $800.
$800? Ireland?
I'll go $2,000.
If they were solid gold, they'd be worth $25,000.
Momo! You're in it again!
Woo!
All right, Momo 3, Lindsay 3,
gold
Ireland
is
five,
at an
Jorge
all-time
four.
High.
Okay.
In the first Olympic Games, instead of a medal, what did competitors receive?
Momo! An olive wreath!
Yes!
Oh!
Yes!
She's one away from the lead!
It's gonna be an Olympic comeback!
Ramona, didn't you learn your lesson? Yeah, come on.
Earlier.
Celebrate until it's over.
What?
I'm in it.
What? Earlier I said the Olympic rings, they represent 5 continents. Name the continents.
Momo. Africa.
Yes.
North America.
Yes.
South America.
Yes.
Asia.
And
the last one.
Three.
The last one.
Two.
Is,
two
is Antarctica.
One.
Antarctica.
Ireland. No, Ireland.
Antarctica.
The last one, the one she left out.
I said Antarctica.
Okay, Jorge, go.
Europe.
Nope.
Oh, that's right. No, he got it.
Yeah,
that's
it is Europe. It's Africa, North America, South America.
Asia. I didn't say
Asia.
Europe. You're right.
You're right. She didn't say Europe, Mike.
It's Australia.
No, I don't think so. No.
Yes.
Really?
Yep, it's Australia.
All right, yep.
Wait a minute.
Yep.
I'm gonna Google that.
Yeah. It's Australia. Australia is a continent, boys.
It probably already did.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds right. Okay.
Five.
I'm still in it.
Africa, Asia, Australia. Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
In 2013, the estate of Jesse Owens sold one of his 1936 gold medals. Closer to the number, how much did the Owens gold medal sell for?
Momo.
$1 million. Ireland?
1936. That was a
I'll
big
go
one.
Half that. $500,000.
Jorge?
$600,000.
And Lindsay?
$1,001, Bob.
Oh.
And Lindsay wins $1.4 million.
Hey.
$1.4 million. Okay, now
you're
listen.
You're snatching my victory from.
Listen,
I know.
You guys, listen to these standings.
Okay.
Ireland 5, Ramona, Jorge, and Lindsay 4.
No, we're going to do. Don't I?
I have yet 4.
Yeah, 4.
Okay, so, Michael, do 3 more to decide it. All right, we got 3 more questions that will determine the winner. Mike, what's the first one?
The Olympics will be in Tokyo this year, as we all know.
Yeah.
Who can tell me where the last 4 Olympic Games were held?
Momo.
Go ahead.
Okay, are you talking summer and or winter?
Summer.
Or just summer. Or just summer?
Just summer.
Summer, okay. So, 2016 was in Rio de Janeiro.
Right.
2012 was in London. Yeah. 2008 was in Beijing, and 2004 was in Sydney.
No,
Ireland.
Oh,
Ireland.
So no,
2004 was in Athens.
Oh, no.
Right, Athens.
Dang it! Oh.
Michael, one more. If I get it, I win it.
That's like one of those games you guys used to play.
All right, here we go.
All the work. Oh.
This is it.
What are the colors of the Olympic
Lindsay.
Rings? Lindsay.
Oh. Black.
Yes.
Gold. Red. Blue. And green.
I'll take it because it's more yellowish, but gold works.
Yeah, that's what I got. Gold, yellow.
All right, that's good.
Lindsay,
no brown, Jorge.
This is it. Last one. Lindsay, if you get it, you win. If I get it, I win. If either one of George or Ramona gets it, I win. Go, Mike. Last one.
Let's go.
All right. The colors of the rings. Let me see. Wait a minute. I got to make sure I don't ask the same one I had before. Okay. Give me a second. All right.
Of course, we're out of time.
Here's a good one. The U.S. and Canada and Mexico have won an Olympic medal. There are 5 countries in South and Central America that have never won an Olympic medal of any kind. Can you guys name me two countries in Central or South America who's never
okay,
won a medal.
Momo. I'm going to say Nicaragua.
Right, that's
and
one.
And Costa Rica.
No.
Dang.
And Lindsay? Ireland? Nicaragua's one. Who's the other one?
Okay, Ireland.
Ireland.
I will guess...
Three, two, one. Lindsay?
I'll guess.
Go ahead.
Seoul?
No, no.
Is that a country?
Central. No.
Can I go again? Can I guess another one?
Central or South? Go ahead, Lindsay. Catch another one.
All right, 10 seconds and the show's over.
El Salvador.
I don't know.
El Salvador and Nicaragua.
El Salvador, Belize, Bolivia, Honduras.
John wins.
All right, I'll take the win. All right, hey, Michael, that was great. Thank you. All right, hey, reminder, coming up, NBA Finals Game 4, stand by. LZ, Sedano, Cap, next, 710 ESPN.